Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Quote now at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary.
Hey, space friends, it's Eli here to tell you more about Civilized Live. We are performing this month at the Hamilton Fringe Festival here in Hamilton, Ontario. You probably heard Christie's announcement the other day, and since then we've had our first rehearsal. It's been almost a year since we recorded together, so it was really amazing to get the cast back together in front of the mic, and I'm going to be running live sound to add that little bit of realism to our science fiction comedy about inept planetary scouts that keep getting themselves killed. Today, though, I've got a little sneak peek from that rehearsal, starring Beatrix Bob Bartholomew and a new character played by Phil. So, if you want to see this all happen right before your very ears and maybe change the course of the story, we're taking audience suggestions at key points. Come to the Staircase Theatre in Hamilton. We have 8 shows running July 22nd through the 31st. For times and tickets and venue info and all that, go to our website at civilizedpod.com.
Hey, everybody! Wow, 6 shorts.
Oh, thanks, Beatrix. Here's yours.
I got a pair of shorts?
Yeah.
I'll put them on when you're not looking.
Right, good. I got you these shorts because it's, we talked about, I've been cooking a lot, and, a few people mentioned, we've been putting on some weight. So I thought we'd start an exercise regime.
I did my research once about something called Jazzercise, and it was a lot of thrusting.
I take back what I said, Beatrix.
I can neither gain or lose mass, but I like to be a part of the team, so I am putting on the shorts myself. Little robot shorts. I'm the first robot to be clothed.
They look smashing. Who's this guy?
This is Al Jr.
My name is Albeda. I'm a little robot that is getting up into some trouble and getting its way into your hearts.
I like his vibe.
You found him when you went down the steps we said we weren't going to go down.
I come with the ship. I'm essentially an emergency backup operating system.
Oh, cool. So now we can do stuff on ship.
Yeah, but go running.
Oh, well, I'm excited. Let's try it. I just gotta put on my pants, my new shorts.
Don't want to turn away. Because, see, everything is connected. And, us eating all the time was leading to, some issues. So this way we can work it off.
I find I do my best exercise in loose-flowing dress.
Sorry, Beatrix. These are yours. You're trying to put on Al Jr.'s.
Oh, God. That explains a lot. They're tight.
Barney, hand those. I don't
care.
Well, I don't want to take off these shirts. I like how much space they give me.
No, they look great on you, actually.
Roosh. 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 Roosh.
Oh, these go on so much better. Look, the little tie right there. Oh.
Put on these little dealios, then.
I just thought we could just run in ship where it's safe.
Oh, no. If we're going to go running, we should do it on the paths that I have forged.
Did I say no?
Sir, the paths you've forged?
Yeah!
In 3 sentences or less, can you explain the forging process?
I walked lots, made paths, good feet.
That checks out.
Yeah. So you can see though where I've been because of all the times I've gone further and further outside of the ship. You can follow. It's almost like a corkscrew or like a spiral, like a woo.
I just feel like putting on running shorts before opening the door going outside is sort of like, what's that called in movies? Foreshortening?
A prelude.
Yeah, that.
Foreshadowing.
No, not foreshadowing. Prelude.
Yeah, I think he's right. It's prelude.
Yeah. I mean, for it to be a prelude or for it to be foreshadowing, though, I mean, ultimately, you would have to actually go out and run in the shorts. And believe it or not, I think it might be a good idea. And if you want to have been right in this conversation, you'll have to come with us.
I love how my butt feels in these.
Yeah, Bob, don't be a baby. Pick me up. into your arms and carry me as you all run around.
Okay, but just don't stab me again, okay?
It's not my fault. I have very angular joints.
Okay, here we go. I'm picking you up. Okay, nice and gentle.
All right. Here we go. Let's open the bay doors.
Okay. No. I don't want to be up. I don't, put me down. Put me down.
Ow! Don't die! Guys, stab me!
Sorry, I got scared because I got up too high.
Okay, don't worry, Bob. Along the way, there's some mint. I think it's mint. We can put it on there. Do some antiseptic.
Okay.
Is that a thing? I don't have that in my compendium of herbs.
Well, do you have Beatrix's smarts in your compendium of herbs? No.
I don't think that would belong there.
That's rude. Okay,
that's a lot of blood.
You're fine. Running makes blood bleed less.
Oh, good. Okay.
I think that's factual. Add that to your book and smoke it, Bartholomew.
And that's a little taste of Civilized Live with Phil Johnston, Michael Davinsky, Sean Howard, and Christy Bolton. And we will also have special guests every night of the run, so check civilizedpod.com for all the latest details. Hope to see you at the staircase July 22nd through the 31st, 2022. Civilizedpod.com.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Greetings. I am the modestly handsome obituary writer of this fetching town of Crestfall, Idaho, and this is Death by Dying. Death is exhausting. And so, after a long day of funeral attending, I had retired to my apartment to get some shut-eye. I loosened my Versace tie and changed into my Egyptian silk pajamas.
Are you the detective in town?
No, I'm the obituary writer.
Really? Someone said you solve murder cases.
Murder?
I'm Charlotte, by the way.
Forgive me, but I haven't gotten past the murder part. Charlotte, the friend I now have, is staying in the apartment above her Aunt Lillian's bookshop.
She was my aunt. She was all I had growing up. I need to know why she's gone.
Murder is the spice of life. I knew just who I had to see. The Angel of Death. We have become friends over the years.
Careful. Death is ever present.
Her pet, the button-eyed raven, moaned inconsolably as usual.
Your friends are abandoning you, one by one.
You write about death, O.W. But how much do you know about what it feels like to lose someone?
The shadow in the dark woods is making its way into Crestfall. Listen to Death by Dying on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or your favorite podcatcher.